Welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I'm Arjun Chaudhary and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Harsh Ranjan.
Namaskar, hazir hain Market Mantra ke ek aur taza ank ke saath. Is karyakram mein hum desh videsh ki aarthik khabron ka jaiza lete hain, baat cheet karte hain gharelu share bazaron par aur antarrashtriya share bazaron par bhi aur khabron ki barikiyon par charcha karne ke liye aaj hamare sath studio mein hain senior business editor AK Bhattacharya. AKB, aapka bahut swagat Market Mantra mein.
Namaskar, dhanyawad.
Shuru karte hain sabse pehle headlines English mein.
Domestic stock market remained closed today on account of Mahashivratri. Green hydrogen is a fuel of the future and a game changer, says Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri during his address at Advantage Assam 2.0 summit in Guwahati. And the Australian government sets up $16 million fund to boost trade and investment ties with India.
Mahashivratri ke mauke par aaj gharelu share bazar band rahe. एडवांटेज असम शिखर सम्मेलन में केंद्रीय मंत्री हरदीप सिंह पुरी ने ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन को भविष्य का ईंधन और एक बड़ा गेम चेंजर बताया. और ऑस्ट्रेलिया ने भारत के साथ व्यापार और निवेश के नए क्षेत्र तलाशने और इनका विस्तार करने के लिए एक रोड मैप जारी किया. महाशिवरात्रि के मौके पर आज घरेलू शेयर बाजार बंद रहे. सेंसेक्स निफ्टी में कोई कारोबार नहीं हुआ. इक्विटी डेरिवेटिव और करेंसी डेरिवेटिव में भी आज कोई कारोबार नहीं हुआ. कल बीएसई सेंसेक्स 148 अंक बढ़ा था. थोड़ा करेक्शन के तौर पर मार्केट इसे देख रहा है. 74,602 पर रहा, जबकि निफ्टी में कल कोई खास बदलाव नहीं हुआ था और ये 22,547 पर था.
The Indian stock exchanges, BSE and NSE, were closed for trading today on account of Mahashivratri. Trading in the equity, equity derivatives, securities lending, and then day before yesterday. AKB, let's hear your views on what happened with the stock market. Our listeners would like to know what will happen tomorrow, obviously. But, you know, there's a lot of events happening all across the globe, especially in the US with their tariff policy. And more importantly, FII is doing the net selling as far as our markets are concerned. The DIIs are still holding the markets together, ensuring that valuations are still stable. What's your take in terms of the valuation of the market and the price to earnings ratio of stocks?
Well, as you also mentioned, and as we all know, markets, not just the domestic markets, but also the global markets are in turmoil. And there are reasons, many reasons for this turmoil. There are global developments, the uncertainties caused by a new U.S. president, Mr. Donald Trump, his policies, his threats of reciprocal tariffs, his recent discussions and consultations with the Ukraine chief. He's coming close to the Russian president, Mr. Putin, his interactions with the Indian prime minister, a relative silence of the Chinese leadership on all that is happening so far. Now, all these constitute a kind of an uncertainty that has not been in the recent past. That is one factor. And the second factor is that the domestic market is still gauging and assessing that what will be the new growth drivers for the Indian economy, what will be the factors that will drive the earnings of India Inc. going forward. So will the budget that announced a huge tax cut for the middle class, will it help revive demand, consumption demand in the economy?
Those results are going to come out, I believe, the GDP quarterly numbers and consumption figures as well.
I think those numbers will be the lagging numbers. They will tell you about what happened in the third quarter. But what will happen for the stock market? The stock market will only get some confirmation or cancellation of its assessment through that lagging numbers of GDP, which will be coming out this Friday. But The important point to be noted here is that while domestic investors, particularly the systematic purchasers, investment in the SIPs, they are continuing to support the stock market. The DIIs are supporting the market in, to some extent selectively, but it is the FIIs which are pulling out money because they find that it is better to be in the American stock market. And the most important thing, June, is that the gold is just running away with the ball. Now, because at this time, there are a large number of factors that are at play, and the rise of the gold is also contributing to this nervousness in the market. So unless there are some developments on the India Inc. front where the earnings see a sharp rise, or something on the Monetary Policy Committee when they meet in April, if they decide to cut interest rates, I don't see the volatility and the uncertainty in the Indian stock markets go away very easily.
AKB, very briefly, I would like for the benefit of our listeners to know what's going to happen in the remainder of the week when trade begins tomorrow again at the NSE and the BSE regarding IT and metal, because these two products in terms of goods and services are exported also. So they have an export market, and we've seen that the IT index, Nifty IT, fell by 6 points only, and metal fell by 1.54%. So there was a steep fall in the metal index. So how is that going to fare, and how concerned are you about the US dollar index, the strengthening of the dollar? Because the central bank has been selling dollars in order to stabilize the rupee as well. So all of this is affecting the export market sales as well. And how do you see the valuation of stocks in both these indices?
The trend will not change from what we have seen in the last few weeks. That trend will continue. It may not deteriorate very sharply, but this is a trend that will continue. If you have seen the broad market indices, which you are seeing some sort of decline for five sessions, in the sixth session, you see some marginal correction. So it essentially it settles down at a lower level. Now, this is something will continue, and both the dollar index as well as your IT has got different headwind on the export front, on the kind of the US curbs on trade as well as on immigration. They are also worried about that. A lot of people are hopeful that probably there will be more clarity on the US policies on its immigration. So that will probably help the IT sector to some extent. But the margins are under pressure. The metal side is also, you are seeing that sector coming under pressure in a big way.
आप DIIs की बात कर रहे थे कि DIIs का एक बहुत बड़ा सपोर्ट है. जो FIIs हैं वो निकल रहे हैं, लेकिन एक आंकड़े अभी आए थे कि दिसंबर महीने में जो SIP SIPs हैं, जो आउटस्टैंडिंग SIPs हैं, उसमें 0.5% की गिरावट हुई है. 103 मिलियन दिसंबर का आंकड़ा था जो SIPs थे, और 102 मिलियन जनवरी का आंकड़ा है. तो थोड़ा सा स्लाइटली डिप इसमें भी हुआ है. मे बी क्या वजह मानते हैं आप मार्केट का गिरना?
देखिए, मार्केट का गिरना पहली बात है, और जो SIP में भी जो रिटेल इन्वेस्टर जो है वो भी अपना प्रॉफिट बुक करने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं. और जो दिसंबर और जनवरी का जो आंकड़ा था, उस समय जो आप जो जो बजट आने वाला था, और बजट की एक्सपेक्टेशन से भी, और कैसा आएगा बजट, उससे एक्सपेक्टेशन से भी इस ट्रेंड को थोड़ा बहुत इम्पैक्ट मिला है.
एकेबी, व्हाट्स योर टेक ऑन निफ्टी बैंक? इट फेल बाय 44 पॉइंट्स यस्टरडे, एंड देयर इज द गवर्नमेंट्स पॉलिसी डाइवेस्टमेंट ऑफ सिलेक्ट पब्लिक सेक्टर बैंक्स. सो डू यू सी Nifty Bank picking up, and do you see this as a trigger in the market short term?
Well, I think the Nifty Bank fall is nothing to do with, not so much to do with the decision to divest, because a Nifty Bank does not have too many of these stocks that you talked about which are being divested. What the Nifty Bank was responding to was the RBI's relaxation in the loan portfolios for NBFCs. Now, the moment the banks are allowed to increase the exposure to NBFCs and financing companies, then there is a risk to their capital. Increases a bit. And I think the market was reflecting that nervousness that this relaxation, which is aimed at increasing liquidity in the market, increasing lending in the market, should not eventually adversely impact the bottom line of the banks, which in the last few years have done very well. So I think Nifty was responding to that RBI's relaxation in the exposure norms for NBFCs and finance companies.
आज एशियाई और यूरोपीय बाजारों की बात कर लेते हैं. ज्यादातर एशियाई बाजारों में आज मिला जुला रुख रहा. हांगकांग का हैंगसेंग 3.1% बढ़ा है, जबकि चीन के शंघाई कंपोजिट इंडेक्स में 1% की बढ़ोतरी रही. दक्षिण कोरियाई बाजार का कॉस्पी 0.4% बढ़ा, लेकिन इसके उलट स्थिति रही जापान के बाजार में. जापान का निकेई सूचकांक 0.25% गिरा. सिंगापुर का स्ट्रेट्स टाइम्स इंडेक्स भी 0.2% गिरा है. लेकिन यूरोपीय बाजारों में सकारात्मकता बनी हुई है, चढ़े हैं. जर्मनी का डैक्स 1.3% बढ़ा है. फ्रांस के कैक 40 में 1.1% की तेजी चल रही है. लंदन का फुटसी 100 भी 0.5% ऊपर कारोबार कर रहा था.
Well, we've seen the Chinese market really pick up by as much as 3% in trade. Is there arbitrage going on, and why are FIIs seeking to invest in the Chinese market where consumption has also fallen and GDP is not what it used to be?
Well, the interest in the Chinese market is a function of the relative calm that the Chinese economy and the markets have seen quite far away from the global uncertainties that have been inflicting on Europe or in the US. Now, if you have noticed that the Chinese authorities have maintained complete silence on whatever is happening, and probably if there is one economy which is waiting and watching what is to be done and what is not to be done in this situation, in this environment, it is the Chinese economy. And so whatever is happening to the Chinese stock market is reflecting that inherent probably strength that yes, growth is slowing down, overcapacity is going to bother them, but there is a reordering of the market and the reprioritization of the markets that is happening. So I think that is what the Chinese economy is reflecting, the market is reflecting. But a very interesting point that you just now mentioned is about the sharp divergence in what has happened to the Asian markets vis-a-vis the European markets. The European markets are some sort of has seen a strength and bouncing back. And that is also because the European economies are suddenly showing some sort of resilience of investing more and taking charge of their own economies instead of being dependent on the US for all its needs and addressing its concerns. So I think the market is actually, in a sense, saluting the European countries, whether it is Germany or whether it is UK or whether it is France, of some sort of a resolve to increase their defense expenditure, take care of the trade initiatives. As you would know that in India, you are seeing the UK Trade Secretary in India. You have got 22 or 21 trade commissioners of European Union are going to be here and meeting the Indian government officials on Friday. They are already in the country. So the Europeans are showing some sort of resilience of sorts in responding to the uncertainties caused by the U.S. administration under Mr. Trump, and that is being reflected in the European stock market.
Well, let's have a look at the U.S. markets now. U.S. stocks displayed a mixed trend yesterday, with the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq touching one-month lows after consumer confidence report indicated a declining consumer confidence. On Wall Street, the Nasdaq composite fell over 1.3%. S&P 500 lost nearly 0.5%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended with a modest gain of over 0.3%. The U.S. consumer confidence deteriorated in February at its sharpest pace in 3.5 years, while 12-month inflation expectations surged, offering further signs that Americans were growing anxious about the potential negative economic impact of the policies of the President Donald Trump's administration. Employment, how are these numbers affecting the consumer confidence in the U.S.? Because private consumption, private spending plays a great role in the revival of the U.S. GDP. That's what we have seen under the Biden's administration domestically. How do you see the U.S. economy right now doing under the Trump's administration quarterly GDP-wise?
Well, the U.S. economy is right now going through the pains of a fear that arise from the fears of inflation. Now, if tariffs go up, which they may, If immigration uncertainties continue and persist, once again it will have an impact on inflation, which will have an impact on the Fed's monetary policy stance, which means that the interest rates will go up, which will further get into a kind of a cycle or a circle of higher inflation again, and that will impact growth. So therefore, the stock market is reflecting that concern and uncertainty. So U.S. is growth-wise is doing reasonably well, but then when you grow, your economic parameters are looking good at that point in time. But it is the inflation which tells you that what kind of trajectory of that growth you will see. So right now, what you are seeing is that the signs of inflation persisting will actually impact its growth going forward. So that's what the market is telling us today.
So you expect stagflation right now, stagnancy in the economy and inflation?
I am not saying stagflation immediately. What I am saying is that if growth continues and inflation also rises, then it does not give any comfort to the consumers. It may give comfort to the producers. So the stock market will do reasonably well. The growth rates will be all right, but for the common man, the U.S. citizen, life will be a little more difficult and tough.
So there's going to be a period when they expand domestic manufacturing instead of outsourcing it to
Absolutely.
China. From and where they have been importing cheap goods.
The day the inflation rate comes down, the day the interest rates come down in the U.S., even the money that is gone back to the U.S. will come out of it and go to the emerging markets economies, and probably there will be some sort of a relief rally in those emerging market economies, including India's.
Well, let's have a look at some more news now.
केंद्रीय पेट्रोलियम और प्राकृतिक गैस मंत्री हरदीप सिंह पुरी ने कहा है कि असम ने एक नई परंपरा की शुरुआत की है जिससे देश की ऊर्जा सुरक्षा में राज्य की भूमिका और महत्वपूर्ण हो जाएगी. गुवाहाटी में एडवांटेज असम 2.0 शिखर सम्मेलन के एक सत्र में भाग लेते हुए उन्होंने ये बात कही. उद्योगपतियों और उद्यमियों को संबोधित करते हुए केंद्रीय मंत्री हरदीप सिंह पुरी ने कहा कि भारत जैसी अर्थव्यवस्था के लिए हमें अपने ऊर्जा संसाधनों का उपयोग करना ही चाहिए. केंद्रीय मंत्री ने कहा कि ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन भविष्य का ईंधन और एक गेम चेंजर है. श्री पुरी ने कहा कि अगर ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन की कीमतें कम की जा सकें तो इससे ऊर्जा खपत का परिदृश्य बदल जाएगा. जैव ईंधन मिश्रण के बारे में श्री पुरी ने बताया कि प्रारंभिक लक्ष्य 2030 तक 20% मिश्रण का था, लेकिन उनकी सरकार ने इसमें संशोधन कर इसे 2025 कर दिया है. केंद्रीय मंत्री ने असम में इंडियन ऑयल कॉरपोरेशन लिमिटेड के परिसर में नगरपालिका के कचरे से जैव ईंधन उत्पादन के लिए एक अलग अनुसंधान अनुभाग स्थापित करने की भी घोषणा की है.
सो आर वी टॉकिंग अबाउट ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन इन द ट्रांसपोर्टेशन सेक्टर एंड हाउ डज दैट बैलेंस विद आवर ईवी पॉलिसी?
इट्स अ वेरी वेलकम स्टेटमेंट. Because at a time when there are attempts all over the world, including led by the U.S., to cancel or slow down the climate transition targets,
net zero
targets, mitigation targets, all those are received has gone to no longer receiving the kind of priority that earlier the COP28 had committed to. So when the Indian Petroleum Minister talks about focus on green energy, when he talks about the blending targets being raised, these are signs that the Indian government has actually not moved away from those net zero targets. Climate, you know, change measures need to be taken. So both the focus on green energy as well as the blending rate, the spiking of petrol and diesel and other petroleum products with such environment friendly mediums is a good sign.
Briefly, how do you see Assam as a manufacturing hub and a supply chain from Southeast Asia? How do you see Assam in that role right now? Because we're looking at Assam 2.0.
Well, Assam can be a manufacturing hub, which will be geared to supplying to Southeast Asian countries. But for that, we need to have other infrastructure development projects come up in Assam in a bigger way. And also remember that we have a long border with Myanmar. Myanmar is right now not going through a very, very politically stable situation. So the earlier the BIMSTEC strategy of using Assam as a kind of a center for directing your manufacturing activities to the Southeast Asian, that probably will have to wait till you establish Assam's physical infrastructure capabilities.
In more news, the Australian government has launched a roadmap to strengthen and diversify its trade and investment ties with India. The roadmap released by the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's office announced the country's investment of $16 million in the Australia-India Trade and Investment Accelerator Fund to boost commercial ties between the two countries. The Australian government also announced an additional $4 million investment into its Maitri Grants program, which aims to enhance people-to-people, business-to-business and cultural ties between the two nations. The strategy focuses on four key superhighways of growth, including clean energy, education and skills, agribusiness and tourism. The roadmap outlines a clear pathway to enhance ongoing efforts, boost two-way investment and collaborate with the Indian-Australian communities and businesses. AKB, how do you see Australia tackling its own inflation problem for the benefit of Indian students going to Australia, or for that matter, visiting Australia for tourism purposes? Agribusiness has been something that's been growing and it's been mutually beneficial as well.
I think we should not underestimate the importance and the degree of reciprocal relationships that we have with Australia. You will remember that apart from the student exchange programs and that what you mentioned, we also have a very vibrant free trade agreement with Australia, wherein we need to expand the scope of that free trade agreement and go to the next stage, for which I understand talks are going on. And that shows that India and Australia are moving in that direction. Also remember, strategically, Australia is part of that strategic tie-up wherein India, Australia, Japan and the US are party. And finally, it is heartening to see how investment is playing, has given such an importance in an overall economic relation between two countries, where it is not just trade, but also investment, which are being encouraged between the two countries.
और विदेश मंत्री डॉक्टर सुब्रमण्यम जयशंकर ने कहा है कि भारत अफ्रीका का चौथा सबसे बड़ा व्यापारिक साझेदार है. द्विपक्षीय व्यापार लगभग 100 अरब डॉलर तक पहुंच गया है इन दोनों देशों के बीच. जापान अफ्रीका भारत व्यापार मंच को वर्चुअल रूप से संबोधित करते हुए डॉक्टर जयशंकर ने कहा कि अफ्रीका के विकास और समृद्धि से न केवल वहां के लोगों को लाभ होगा, बल्कि इससे व्यापक वैश्विक स्थिरता और आर्थिक प्रगति में भी योगदान मिलेगा. उन्होंने कहा कि भारत और जापान अफ्रीकी देशों के लिए विशेष रूप से महत्वपूर्ण और उभरते क्षेत्र में लचीली आपूर्ति श्रृंखला को मजबूत करने के लिए भी सहयोग कर सकते हैं। विदेश मंत्री ने कहा कि अफ्रीका के प्रति भारत का दृष्टिकोण हमेशा दीर्घकालिक पारस्परिक रूप से लाभकारी साझेदारी बनाने की गहरी प्रतिबद्धता से प्रेरित रहा है।
In more news, the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, has signed an MOU with Paytm to foster innovation and accelerate the growth of manufacturing and fintech startups in the country. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said the partnership aims to support fintech hardware startups through mentorship and innovation guidance, helping them develop and scale payment and financial technology solutions. It also focuses on regulatory and compliance assistance by organizing workshops and providing guidance in collaboration with industry and government bodies. Speaking on the occasion, Joint Secretary DPIIT Sanjeev said that this partnership marks a crucial step in strengthening India's startup ecosystem. And moving on to the oil market now, oil prices displayed mixed trend today as the potential peace deal between Russia and Ukraine continued to weigh on prices, while lower US crude stockpiles provided some support. Brent crude was trading marginally low at around $73 per barrel. WTI crude was trading nearly flat at around $68.95 per barrel when reports last came in. AKB, again, President Trump imposing sanctions on buying Russian crude and anyone facilitating trade in Russian crude, including brokers. How do you see that impacting India's bottom line, India's fiscal policy, because we have to import crude oil? And has consumption of crude oil fallen globally with the prices we're seeing right now?
No, I don't think the overall consumption has fallen. What has happened is that the share of renewable energy is inching up gradually. So situation is probably impacting the overall price trend. That's number one. Number two, that even though there are sanctions being imposed, and as a matter of fact, just a day ago, there were three Indian companies which had to receive the sanctions and they were banned from dealing. So the fact of the matter is that Russia continues to play a major role in supplying crude oil to many markets. As a matter of fact, India's is still the largest supplier of crude oil. It is still at 36% of India's crude oil imports. So Russia is also impacting the overall crude oil prices. So that's what I would say is going to happen.
सोने की भी बात कर लेते हैं। सर्राफा बाजार में सोना अभी बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहा है और 24 कैरेट सोना 0.21% बढ़कर 10 ग्राम सोने की कीमत अभी 86,030 रुपये पर चल रही थी। वहीं चांदी की कीमत भी बढ़कर 0.43% चल रही है। एक किलो चांदी की कीमत 94,780 रुपये प्रति किलो पर दर्ज की गई। आज के लिए इतना ही। एकेबी आप आए स्टूडियो में हमसे बातचीत की, आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद।
धन्यवाद, थैंक यू।
And before we close, a reminder of the headlines. Domestic stock market remained closed today on account of Mahashivratri. Green hydrogen is the fuel of the future and a game changer, says Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri during his address at Advantage Assam 2.0 Summit in Guwahati. And the Australian government sets up $16 million fund to boost trade and investment ties with India. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra for now. Goodbye.